Welcome to the first episode of Media Litter Sandwich. This is the episode where people look back on just to criticize. The purpose of this show is to spotlight trends and tricks for all types of media creators and fans. Your hosts are William McCormick, a photographer and blogger at allaboutwilliam.com. He also was lucky enough to have his tech channel be youtube.com/basiccomputerhelp. Crazy Mark, a self-proclaimed caveman from outer space. He hosts a number of broadcast shows and conventions. You can find all of his shows at crazymark.com. Toten Scott Mayale, videographer and editor that plays with video and audio for a living. See his attempted blogs at toten.com or skip right to his videos on youtube.com/totenk. The following voiceover was brought to you by youtube.com/getfitgamer.
Hey, this is the first episode of Media Litter Sandwich, and I didn't even tell you guys I was even recording.
No, and
Wait, hang on, I gotta get into my...
You actually gotta follow up the thing.
Yeah, sorry.
Photo bombed.
Yeah, that's what we call about being organized.
Video bombed.
Yeah. But, you know, that's all, you know, it's the first episode. This is the episode you look back and be like, man, what were these guys doing? No. Yeah, why is there only, like, one camera view? Oh, no, there's two. Wait. There's two. Oh, my God.
Hey, we see you out there. We see you laughing.
There we go.
Okay. And here, you know, this is when they were in that small little room. Was that a studio? What were they? Were they just in a back room somewhere?
We're in a fallout shelter, folks. Don't be fooled.
Yeah, it was in the kind of, oh, anyway, so this is Crazy Mark.
Hey, what up there?
From crazymark.com.
Yeah, there it is. Well, there it is.
Yep, and this is Will.
Hey.
All
from
about
everything.
Will. Everything about Will.
Yeah, no, all about Will, yeah. And then Basic Computer Help, yep. And then I also own Basic Computer Help.
Yeah.
That I don't use very much.
Well, and I'm Toten from Toten K, which this premiered on my channel, so maybe it's still on my channel, maybe not, who knows. Maybe we forgot about everything, except for Will, because it's everything about Will.
Yes.
You know, we kind of want to focus and talk about video and media creative stuff. Focus at the creator, but open up so anyone can you know, watch and enjoy. And I feel like one of the first things we should talk about is, why are we in this room and not a studio? Because both Mark and I, we have a background where we've done stuff like this and similar before, and yeah, actually have access to studios.
See, but you don't know, we might be in a fallout shelter a mile underground right now.
We're not, though. But we could have done this in the studio.
But we could have.
Yeah,
I think we got offered, didn't we?
I don't know, there's rumor. The offer was sort of there, but we could have. There, we definitely could have if we wanted to.
The option to.
Yeah, not just one option. We had several options because we both have ties to universities. I'm sure we could have used.
Yep.
I have one studio that approached me about 2 years ago, wanting to do a partnership because they have students there. And because I was doing much more of the microphone stuff. So they wanted me to do my microphone stuff in their studio and then have the students help me, and that would have been their credit. And just maybe I really should contact them.
Is that the humongous studio that you were talking about?
No, that's a little bit different. We'll talk about, you know.
Size of 12 football fields.
Yeah, I think it is actually, but No, not that one.
Okay.
We'll get to that one in a second, but one of the reasons that one's in California. That's right. We're in Michigan right now. That's not the local one. That's the one that wanted me to move to California. But we could have did like a pay-to-play studio a very good deal.
California,
I'm not going to mention their name, but it was a very, very awesome deal. It's just in our case, I didn't think it was worth it because we kind of already know what we're doing to a point. What was our pros and cons versus using the studio?
Well, we can set up pretty much our own rules here, even though most of the rules we have.
Yeah, and one of them offered a lot of free beer, too.
Yeah, I remember that. They're like, if you pay to come
in. All
right,
where is this?
We will give you free beer.
We're not talking about where it is or who it is.
I'm going on free beer later.
Well, after we get off the show, we'll have to let him know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, to me, it was like, we could just set it up here. It'll be less setup and tear down every time.
Yeah.
We're on our own time. We don't have to coordinate with anybody else.
Yeah.
True.
And
And we could always move later on.
Yeah. And pretty much something like today where we had that little meeting beforehand, that would have been extra time at the studio we would have had to pay for. So
yeah, where we get lost and just start watching epic rap battles.
I mean, plus the fact that our 5 foot thick walls are going to protect us from the radioactive fallout when they drop the bomb. So we've got a great location right here, folks. We'll live.
5 foot won't. Wall of kindling and wood.
Yeah,
so, that'll help. Lead and concrete.
Nah, I'm pretty sure it's wood and brick.
Yeah, but you did mention that studio in California, because my YouTube stuff, I was offered to, actually part of a network, this network wanted me to move to California for a free studio space, and what they're offering, if you don't know how YouTube networks work, is, it's okay, you can look at me while we're talking.
Okay, yeah.
the way YouTube networks work is, they put advertisements on your videos, even though you probably already have advertisements on your videos through Google. They actually take over that AdSense, and then they try to get better ads that pay more money, and then they take a percentage out of that. I was with another network. I just came off another network, and they actually offered me a lower percentage, but they're like, you get free studio space and of extremely, like you said, it's this extremely huge, large studio. They film commercials, they film movies, they film TV shows. Gigantic mm-hmm. studio mm-hmm. in California. But one, I would have to move to California. I know some people, that's their dream. Me, I'm in my 30s, and I'm like, how much am I going to get paid? If the cost of living is a little bit higher in California, if I can't sleep in the studio, what good is it to me at that point?
Now, last time I talked to some friends out there, the median cost of living out there is $125,000.
Right.
So if you don't make that much, then oh well.
Yeah, you. I mean, I know people moved out there. They're making a good amount more money out there than they made here, except for their rent is like four times expensive.
Yep. They're New York City.
For less. They used to own a house here for their wife and three kids, and now they're in like a two-bedroom apartment.
About the size of this room here, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing. I could move to downtown Detroit and pay, the same amount I'm paying for this place. But it'll only be like a studio apartment versus what this is.
Yeah, and it won't protect you from a nuclear radioactive.
No, it's a fallout. That's a center of the nuclear.
That's right. Oh,
but I have a lot of love for Detroit. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're talking about studios, YouTube, networks. But there are some, I was looking at other YouTube networks, and there's one thing that keeps coming up, and no one ever asks about this.
What's that?
The tax forms.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I left my one network.
I
made a good amount off my one network.
Mm-hmm.
No tax forms.
Yeah, and they're an American network, right?
Yep. And they didn't know it was needed. I actually went back and forth. To the point that to renegotiate my contract, I had one of the worst splits for my ads ever. And mm-hmm. I was like, I'll go with that same horrible split. All I want is 1099s.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. you can write, if you don't have an LLC, you're not incorporated, you can still write stuff off, and that contract helps you. And I've had networks tell me, well, you don't need it because you're a contractor. So pay me like a contractor.
Yeah.
That's what freelancers do. Freelancers, if you get paid more than $500 in a year,
I heard it was $600.
It's 500, I believe.
It is?
We're not legal experts. Nope. But it's 500.
Because last time I heard it was 600.
Google. Okay, that might have changed because I did look it up before we started.
The years
and people usually say, they make sure they get it even if it's 400 or 300.
Yeah. I was going to say, Google sent me one out when I made it only 300. So.
Wow. Yeah, because they're an actual established company that doesn't hide behind things. There's a Canadian YouTube network that has tried multiple times to get me to join them. And I tell them, look, if you're not going to treat me like a contractor and pay me, or at least give me American tax forms, I can't do it. It's a huge reflection. And every single one of them You think they would have that in my file, right? You think they'd be organized enough to know that they're contacting someone they've already contacted, and he's told you why he didn't join you. Other than that, they have some great things to offer. But one of the guys even said, we have way too many partners to deal with individual tax forms. Well, if you can't give them enough attention for a program on your computer, what kind of attention are you going to give to me as a partner?
Yeah.
You're trying to help me with sponsors and make money through my videos and marketing. You can't even give me a tax form.
I have found out over the years that it's everyone's responsibility on their own to keep track of their monies and finances. At one time, you know, you know, like Mark Maxwell went out and was working with Comcast, but Comcast turned around, gave him this money, but didn't turn, you know, it's like, okay, it's your responsibility to take out your money and set it aside to pay the tax man later on that year or every quarter or whenever it is you're supposed to go in and talk to H&R Block or whatever it is.
Yeah, because if you don't know, when you're a contractor, you don't pay taxes through your paycheck. Like, you know, you actually have to save some of that money, put that money to aside, because you're going to owe taxes, because you will have to pay on that. It's just it's not automatically taken out like it is for your day job with your W-2.
Also, too, it's really profitable to have a good friend who's also into tax preparation and whatnot, you know?
Right, and I had tax preparers. I tell them about these YouTube networks. I mean, some of them are good. Some of them do send out the forms. Like I said, my last one did send me out forms. Google always sends out forms. And there's a couple other ones that sends out forms. And hopefully, more do send out forms after this. And hopefully more they don't have to be American ones to send out forms. Although there are American YouTube networks that don't do it, as we mentioned. But still, you got to keep track of your records all around.
From what I found is that it really helps. I mean, it might cost you a few extra dollars, but it's good to have a professional tax preparer.
Right.
You know, take a few minutes to make sure your stuff is all together. Because if you don't, oh my God, I've heard the stories out there of like just the basic, everyday, hard-working American person being audited, you know? Mm-hmm. And they can barely afford their own medication and food. And here's Diamond Jim Brady on Wall Street getting by.
You want to see somebody with a very confused face explain YouTube networks and the fact that not all of them give out 1099s. That not all networks give out 1099s. And look at their face. They will look at you. At least I've had more than one tell me, would you do business with them? There's, I got people that, they tell me, it's like, look, I got people that do work in all sorts of countries. You know, they still get their tax forms because they're legitimate companies, which most YouTube networks are. It's just a lot of their people, they're not trained right. Or they don't know anything about it, because what does your normal partner manager or recruiter need to know about tax stuff? But their legal department tries to find ways around it, because they just don't want to spend that money. If they're not willing to spend the couple bucks for your proper records, so you could potentially, like, if you don't already have an LLC and you don't already make a certain amount of money, or you don't own or have a certain amount of property, like owning houses, you can actually write more stuff off because of this.
And it's a little real crazy. I mean, Will, how did you do?
And keep in mind, we're not legal people, don't take everything we say, as gold. You got to do your own research.
Yeah. My one network told me that I should go through, because they paid through PayPal. Yeah. I should go through my PayPal records for...
That's what they do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should go through my PayPal records so I know how much I got paid for taxes. Problem is, I use PayPal for everything.
So in other words, you should have separate PayPal accounts, or...
Well, you shouldn't have to deal with that at all. No. I've had to do that too, and it's good for keeping records too, because you could just search for that company name.
Yep.
And which is usually how I used to do it.
Yeah. I do that.
But and now I'm actually working on some other stuff. I mean, there's a bunch of different software out there, or just keeping a spreadsheet too.
Yeah.
But keeping track of things, when you talk about numbers, another numbers that plagues the hearts of YouTubers and social media people everywhere, subscribers, views.
Yeah.
Statistics.
And numbers. Oh, man. Yep. Oh, and yeah. I know somebody, I won't go into names, doesn't like a couple people at this table because she can't quantify. How we work. Because she can't go onto Twitter or Facebook or that YouTube and pull our numbers.
I don't know. Oh, we go. I know who that is.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. That sounds just exactly what happened recently.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh man, it sounds like what happened recently. How was it? Stephen Hawking tried to quantify why a certain politician is doing so well these days, or a person trying to seek the presidency.
Well, those numbers. These numbers don't make sense either.
Stephen Hawking was just like. Oh, he was even baffled.
But these numbers, but I think they're important. I mean, I don't pay as much attention to them, but I think they're, you know, I have this plugin now, VidLog from Viduly. And I've had plugins like this before. I've used TubeBuddy.
Yeah.
Basically, what these plugins do, if you're, you know, using Chrome, both these plugins are free, it'll actually tell you on the YouTube video, when you go to watch YouTube, it'll tell you the tags, like with the metadata that the person put in to help find the video. Yep. It'll tell you the tags, and it might tell you like estimated earnings, which are never... They're
not right.
You can't estimate earnings, first off. You can't do it, but it gives you an idea, and I like that.
So what you're telling me is that, say for example, I got a cool video up on YouTube right now, and I'm just kind of saying to myself, I really want to know how well it's doing. What you're saying right now is that Google Chrome has a plugin that I can somehow download or crisscross.
There's a lot of plugins that people make for Chrome. And what these plugins do, which I do like VidLog, what they do is you can watch any video and it'll tell you what the tags, what the person put in. And I love doing that because I want to know what other people are doing. If I find a video, sort of like the videos I make, I'm curious to see what they're doing to get attention. And it also tells me how many views they get in an average hour.
Okay.
And gives you all this other statistics. And there's a lot of other, there's a ton of sites. You know, for your own stuff, you could just go onto YouTube itself and look at their analytics. Okay. But looking at other people, it gives you a good idea. And there's other great sites out there. Social Blade, I'll throw that one out there. I really like Social Blade.
I use them a lot.
StatsX or something? They're another good one.
Yeah,
I've used them. Them and Social Blade are very, very close if you try to compare the numbers.
Yeah. I mostly use Social Blade though.
I do too. You know, I consider Ergo, who owns Social Blade, a friend of mine.
Yeah.
I won't join his network because, as we talked about, networks are, you know.
Well, I use Social Blade.
Maybe you can convince me at some point.
Now, what's the perks of Social Blade?
You see analytics, you see numbers, you see, like what I was showing you earlier, where the actual website, you can actually see how many views you get a day, like for the past 30 days, and you can go back further and gives you predictions. Now the plugins, what we're talking about, those plugins, you see the video, and then what I like about VidLog, all those statistics are right next to the video, like they're in your face. You can't ignore that.
No.
TubeBuddy tells you a lot of the same stuff, but you actually have to click on it. What some people like hiding that stuff. Now, as someone that's really busy, I want it in my face. It's just, you know.
Yes.
You shouldn't obsess about it, but at the same point, if you... Sometimes I just need to get reminded.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I'm looking for, and I talk to VidLog, you know, sometimes they have issues, and they don't, as a lot of plugins, a lot of smaller companies, they have issues. You have to tell them about it.
Yeah.
That's the only way stuff gets done, is if they know what the issue is.
Yeah.
If you ever watch, like I just did a VidLog review, so if you're more curious, you can go check out that video. But whenever I review stuff, especially when companies send me stuff, I always send them feedback. That's why I could say, oh, they're going to do this. Like Vidlog, I told them, I liked TubeBuddy because when I'm writing my tags, when I'm writing the metadata on how people could find my video if they search this, they're looking for zombies, I put zombies in the metadata. Mm-hmm. TubeBuddy will actually give me some suggestions. Well, I think Vidlog should have that too. And they told me they're working on that.
Vidlog, I can't remember the name of their plugin and the name of the company.
Okay.
But the name of the company does it. Because
Viduli?
Viduli, that's it.
I like them. They write some good articles too.
They do. I was looking since I got their 14-day free trial for Viduli.
Yes.
I've really done that too. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you do the Pro Plus for the...
Yeah, okay. I did the Pro Plus. I'm probably not going to sign up just because I can't afford it right now, but...
Well, the reason I'm not planning on signing up for it is because... I'm not a full-time YouTuber.
No.
I have a day job, and it's too much for me, but if I had more time, if I was still a student, I probably would be on that thing all day long.
Yeah.
If I did any kind of social media for a living, I think it would be a good buy. I know some companies actually make stuff like that just for their own company.
Yeah.
There's some good analytic tools they make for themselves. I think analytics is important. I don't think you should
ignore them.
I don't think you should ignore them, and I don't think you should obsess with them, which is weird with me and Vidlog, because I like having it in my face, although I don't obsess with it.
Yeah.
It's just if it's not in my face, I'm going to completely ignore it.
But it's cool, though, because it can tell you what part of your video is really grabbing people's attention.
Yeah.
So that you can go back and say, okay, that's the chemistry that did it. I'm going to apply it to another video.
To explain what you just said, the way it does that, you're talking about it rating in the tags, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's say one of my zombie videos, it will tell if my zombie tag, like Detroit Zombie, if that has a number next to it, that's where it's landing in the search. Like, I think my Detroit Zombie... Apocalypse Armageddon series, Zombie Detroit Zombie Armageddon. My video is the second when you search Detroit Zombie Armageddon. If you search Zombie Armageddon, actually that has number two. I think it's number 40. Pops up as, so it does tell you like how good of tags you're using. I mean, it doesn't tell you how to make your video, but it also tells you what the average watch time is, which YouTube is very into, and you can see this in YouTube Analytics. But the reason I like to see this stuff on a plugin, because I want to see how my competition is doing.
Yep.
I think that's very important to look at other people's videos and learn from them. If you're not, it's like people wanting to do film for a living. If you do film for a living, you're going to know who Stanley Kubrick is. You're going to know who Quentin Tarantino is. You might not be a fan of any of these people, but you're going to know who they are.
Hey, I don't even do work in video, and I know who those two are.
Well, yeah, because, it's a very big... But if you're going to go on YouTube, you should know some of the basics about YouTube. You should know... You don't have to be a fan of Jenna Marbles, but you should have an idea who she is.
But here's the thing. On YouTube, what I found, I always went back to the basic, and it'll give you a quick analysis of your video. In other words, it'll show you where the peak view was.
Yeah,
video,
but I think you should have an idea about YouTube as a whole, though, too.
And I can say, hey, look, that was the chemistry that did it there for that video. I want to repeat that chemistry somewhere else. Because, what was it, 115 and 118 in your video. That was the highest. And then everybody shut off after 119.
That's always going to happen.
Yeah.
It seems like that usually happens. People always, if you have like a credit sequence, people always shut off. A lot of people only watch the first 5-6 seconds.
Now, there's also points in your video if you make something in particular where they might have to shut it off at work.
Now YouTube picks it up, though. Because I do that. I'll watch hour and a half podcasts.
Yep.
And so I'll turn it off, and then I'll just pick it up later, because YouTube will actually pick up on that point if you have an account.
Another thing I like is if you stop on your computer and then you watch on your mobile device.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I did not know that until the other day. I was watching something at home, doing something, and I was like, I got to go to work. So I turned it on my phone. Since it's a podcast like this, I didn't need to watch the video. So I just put it in the in like my holder, cup holder or whatever it is, and had it hooked up to my radio.
Continue on from room to room, on the road, wherever.
Just like they did in the commercial.
Okay, well, right now, let's go ahead. Let's wrap this up a little bit. Again, on the show, I really want to kind of focus. As you can tell today, we kind of focus on the creator stuff. Maybe we geeked out a little bit. Did we get too much into it? Did you not quite understand what we're talking about? Please comment, rate, subscribe, and huge shout out.
Dubai, YouTube.com/GetFitGamer.
Who did the voiceover in the beginning. Thank you very much. He's doing some amazing stuff. I'll put links below to his YouTube stuff. Just incredible guy. Huge thank you for that voiceover. So go ahead, leave your thoughts below. See ya.
See ya.